AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There will be an autopsy. Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, died yesterday at a hospice in Georgia, though we don't know the cause of death at the moment. But this morning, the medical examiner says he intends to find out. Here's our Margie Zarletta.
Bobby Christina Brown lived her life in the spotlight because she was the daughter of two high-profile entertainers. She had told Oprah Winfrey in 2012 she wanted to follow in the footsteps of her mother, Whitney Houston.
We're going to do the singing thing, you know, we're going to do some acting, you know, some dancing.
Brown was distraught after Houston's death and made headlines for her drug use, weight loss, and whether she was married to Nick Gordon, a friend who had lived with the family since childhood. He was one of the people who had found Brown unresponsive in a bathtub in January. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The Coast Guard continued searching through the night for two 14-year-olds from South Florida who disappeared Friday afternoon while fishing in the Atlantic. Their boat capsized 67 miles off Ponce de Leon Inlet in Volusia County. Nick Korniloff is the stepfather of one of the boys, Perry Cohen.
They know the waters. They've been through rough water. They've been through thin water. It doesn't matter. Those are salty dog kids, and they know what they're doing out there. And so we believe that they're out there.
University of Florida police have taken one person into custody after shots were fired outside a student residence building in Gainesville. Nobody injured as far as we know, though we don't have any further details at the moment. There will be funerals today for both of the women killed in last week's movie theater shooting in Louisiana. Macy Breaux was 21, Jillian Johnson was 33. The government is requiring Fiat Chrysler to offer to buy back hundreds of thousands of vehicles to settle recall challenges. Among the vehicles, some Ram pickups. This is AP Radio News. President Obama's in Ethiopia, and our Mark Smith is with him.
He's the first sitting president to visit Ethiopia, and he's coming to see African Union leaders at their Addis Ababa headquarters. But in a country where dissidents and journalists are jailed, Obama will also urge more openness.
The ability of citizens to organize and advocate for change. That's the oxygen upon which democracy depends.
That was Obama in Kenya yesterday. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn argues a firm hand's needed to guide the economy and fight terrorism. And he did win elections 2 months ago, claiming 100% of the vote. Mark Smith with the president, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
China's state media is reporting this morning that the U.S. is paying attention to Africa now because it's concerned about China's booming influence there. Chinese state media says the U.S. lacks a consistent Africa policy. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.